before we play the next video, I just want to share something with you that was somewhat stunning. Went to that hardware store today. And this is a quick story. Everybody hold on to your underwear. It's quick. Quick story. And there was an older guy there, probably in his 80s, at the register. And I was waiting in line. And the woman knew him. Said, "How you doing, Mr. Waldman," or something like that. And he said, "Oh, you know," when he asked somebody how they're doing, most people say, "Yeah, hanging in there, doing pretty good." This guy really let her know how he was doing. So one of those things. He said, "Well, we're just getting over COVID for the second time." And she says, "Oh, my God, COVID twice. My wife and I." And the cashier said, "Were you in the hospital?" He said, "No, thank God we weren't in the hospital." But he said, "And I was at the doctor yesterday, and the doctor said, well, you're getting COVID because you haven't had your booster shot. That's why you got COVID twice." And he said, "We didn't get COVID until we got the vaccines. We were okay. And the doctor told me I needed a booster shot, and that would put an end to it." And I told the doctor, "Go to hell." These old folks, God bless them, just let it rip. "Why would I get a booster shot? We've already been sick twice. You think we're stupid?" And then he said, the doctor said, "Well, you know, you gotta give these things a chance to work." And the guy behind another cashier's blurts out, "I just had the booster yesterday." I'm thinking, I gotta get the hell out of here. I'm gonna get sick in this joint. So the old guy, probably in his 80s, mid-80s, he gets it, but it took him two shots. I drove out of there. I said, they don't get it. They listen to the doctors. The doctors are fucking in on it. Whether directly or indirectly, covertly or overtly, it's all. They're part of the machine. I know you got great doctors and they've been great your whole life. Doesn't mean a fucking thing right now. Zero. Zero. Goodwill means nothing. When it comes to keeping you safe, goodwill means jack squat. So anyway, little anecdote. Let's go to the video here. Let's work together, little canned heat. Well, there's plenty of canned heat coming from Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, and companies to be named later, future considerations. We'll play this video, and then I'll tell you about what it sparked, what we worked on today, and unveil some intel to you. Let's go to the videotape.
What message does it send to the middle-class Americans President Biden says that he's trying to help, who are struggling this week to cover the cost of the most expensive Thanksgiving ever, that the president is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket?
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about, as is evidenced by his announcement today and as his efforts to push forward on additional relief for the American people. But I just want to be clear that there are abundance of turkeys available. They're about $1 more for a 20-pound bird, which is a huge bird if you're feeding a very big family. And that's something that, again, we've been working to make sure people have more money in their pockets to address it as the economy is turning back on.
But the president said today that he was sent here to look out for these working and middle-class families who are strained right now. So what should they read into him leaving now at this time of great personal financial hardship for so many to go to Nantucket for the week?
Well, first I would say, Peter, that I hope you're spending time with your family. I'm spending time with my family. I hope everybody in here is spending time with their families. This is a time to put politics aside, spend time with your loved ones, and talk about what you're grateful for. I will also tell you, from spending some time working for this president and a past president, that you are president no matter where you are. He will conduct his work from wherever he is, on any vacation, on any time he is, in Delaware, at Camp David, or wherever he may be be spending time with his loved ones. He has secure phone capabilities. He has staff traveling with him. And I think the American people can be assured that he will continue to press to lower their costs and ensure they have more breathing room.
So after watching the presser there, the question, we started saying, what billionaire is Joe Biden going to? What billionaire's house? And why would a president spend time at a billionaire's house? Remember when they were auctioning off for the Clintons a night in Lincoln's bedroom? It was a big scandal, right? That seems to pale in comparison. A sitting president hanging out at a billionaire's house for the holidays in Nantucket. We started poking around, and what we found was truly alarming and likewise extraordinary, given the fact that even Peter Doocy at Fox, when he's questioning Raggedy Ann, he doesn't say the billionaire's name. He doesn't say how they made their money and the group that they're involved with. He's probably terrified. We're going to tell you who it is. No one else in the media is writing about it, so you know it must be good. Plain and simple. If they're all silent on it, and the silence is deafening, well, then we slide in and fill the void. That's the entire point of the Thomas Paine podcast. Tell you things nobody else is going to tell you. Either they don't have the hooks to tell you, the balls to tell you. Simple as that. So the good news is this wax dummy and his entourage and this dopey fake doctor wife, it will not be here at home in the Delaware Valley over Thanksgiving, which means we get 4 or 5 days free of the planes buzzing our house. Now, I checked in with our FAA source earlier in the day, and I didn't ask him the proper question. I said, when's he coming home? Because I'd like to know. To Delaware. He said, I don't have anything. There's no flight restrictions in Delaware over the holidays. I said, that's weird. He must be staying at the White House. No, he's not. But there are flight restrictions in Nantucket. He's not going to be here. Thank God. Now, you wait until, and I looked at the flight restrictions and the targets, right, that they put down where you can't fly in it. They're going to be pushing air traffic from Boston and New England. It's going to be flying over Cape Cod, just like it flies over my house. And those hoity-toity fuckers in Cape Cod are going to be very upset for the next 4 or 5 days with those planes buzzing their tony little houses, well, not so little in many cases, and disturbing their holiday weekend. And welcome to my private hell. But and, of course, Biden and First Lady Joe Biden are scheduled to fly to Nantucket. And actually, they're already there. You can't make it up. And Biden's security apparatus was already on the island the first couple days of this week and last weekend. And over the weekend, military aircraft and vehicles arrived and temporary flight restrictions were announced around the airport today, and people are getting a little antsy. They don't like it when this dope blows into town. Now, somehow, the media is spinning this as Biden wants to rekindle his family Thanksgivings at Nantucket. It's like they're going for like a Camelot moment, right? Well, that's great. The Kennedys had their own compound. They didn't have to mooch off a billionaire, and not just any billionaire. Where's he staying, you might ask? Well, before we get to that, in his memoirs, Biden has finally recalled trips to Nantucket, which have included everything from polar plunges to mingling downtown to quiet evenings with family. Yeah, he was renting a house. He wasn't staying in some billionaire's fucking mansion. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. the fall from grace. The presidency is not even for sale. Just a puppet. That's all he is. And polar plunges. Just like the economy. He must have really liked those polar plunges. We're seeing polar plunges on just about every level in this country. Where is he staying at? Biden's will be staying in a secluded compound on Abrams Point in Nantucket Harbor, owned by David Rubenstein, a billionaire businessman and co-founder of the private equity firm, the Carlyle Group. The Bidens also stayed there for Thanksgiving in 2014. Well, that's just fucking stunning, isn't it? Did you even know about this? Did the media ever tell you about these things? No. Oh, the Carlyle Group. What do they sell? Socks? It sounds like they made a lot of money selling socks and sweaters, Carlyle stuff. It's the holidays. Yeah. My ass. Now, we dug up a lot of stuff on this, including a video we found from 2001. That's very... we had to go in the archives to find this stuff. I'm going to play that for you in a little bit. But I want to set this up. The Carlyle Group. This is who? The founder of the car. One of the founders is who Biden is with. We check FAA records. He's going to be up here 4 or 5 days in Nantucket. I don't even know how this is legal. Not that it matters anymore, right? It's completely Thunderdome. But from the media, it's deafening. It literally is deafening. Even the White House reporter for Fox wouldn't mention the Carlyle Group and wouldn't mention the individual staying with is a founder. It's shocking. Now, Carlyle's strategy. You're going to find out some disturbing things. So I just want to lay it out. Carlyle has recruited major players across politics for decades. Former executives include Secretary of Defense, CIA Deputy Director Frank Carlucci, former Secretary of State James Baker, former President George H.W. Bush, UK Prime Minister John Major, former Chairman of the SEC Arthur Levitt, and the list goes on and on and on. George W. Bush also on the payroll at one time, and of course his father, as we said, major player, major player. In fact, well, I won't spoil it for you. Who else was part of the Carlyle Group back in the day? Well, look no further than Fed Chairman Powell, Jerome Powell, joined the Carlyle Group after working at the Treasury Department between 1990 and 1993. He was George H.W. Bush's Undersecretary of the Treasury for Domestic Finance. And, well, maybe he had something to do with the Iran-Contra, helping to cover that up. Also, Powell's Vice Chair for Supervision at the Fed, Randall Quarles, as a fellow Carlyle Group alumnus as well. Quarles has led the Fed's drastic deregulatory moves during Powell's chairship, all of which Powell supported, and Biden just reappointed Powell. You see, it's one big group, and you ain't in it. Carlyle's offices are also on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., located halfway between the White House and the Capitol Building in downtown Washington, D.C. That ain't cheap real estate. Carlyle co-founder is David Rubenstein. This is the home where the Bidens are spending Thanksgiving. You can't make this up. This should be a major fucking scandal. He's a well-known member of the D.C. cocktail circuit and a power broker, to say the least. He's chairman of the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., and that's an invite-only consortium of business executives which hosts regular dinners and schmoozing sessions with powerful politicians. Of course, you don't really need to go on the D.C. cocktail circuit if it comes to you, right? Wouldn't you think that Rubenstein would be going to the White House or be going to Shea Biden in Wilmington for the holidays? No. Biden goes to him. That speaks volumes. That speaks massive, massive volumes. Whew. Talk about an influence game. Rubenstein began his career in the Carter White House. See? The Carlyle Group. They recruit and they covet Republicans. He started working for a Democrat. There's no difference down there when you're peddling influence on behalf of clients. It's one thing after another. And we're going to get into some stuff. We're also going to play the video for you. And you can't believe it. What's going on here? And you know, if you've read my book or you haven't read my book, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas, I talk about how the U.S., according to many, many intel folks, the U.S. harbored bin Laden after 9/11 in Iran. The U.S. knew where the fuck he was the whole time. It was all set up. It was all, people say, they don't get along. The Saudis don't get along with the Iranians. It doesn't make any sense. You simply don't understand. Cash is king. Cash is king. And many other things. But since the book came out in 2018, I think we did it, time after time after time again, we're finding out that Al-Qaeda was operating out of Iran the same exact time frame. How could that have been without bin Laden there? His son was traced there. We traced the son there. His son's since been traced there. One of his sons running Al-Qaeda. Of course he was there. Of course they knew where he was. Now, in the video, if it says it, great. If it doesn't say it, I'll say it now. On behalf of the Carlyle Group and Poppy Bush, George Sr., helped many of the bin Ladens literally escape the United States right after 9/11, 2001. That was on behalf of the Carlyle Group because they were major investors, bin Laden money, major investors in the Carlyle Group, the family. You can't make it up. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it really is truly stunning, many of the things going on. And it's just, you know what, we're going to keep an eye on this because it's such a labyrinth. And we spent a lot of time on this today. But, you know, we go back to 2001 and we talk to, we will hear from the reporters who put this together. Back then, you know, journalism was still kicking. Not like it is now. It's completely corrupt. But the Wall Street Journal did stuff on it. The New York Times did some things on it too, but it wasn't as in depth. Now, you can't believe this. Jerome Powell, the current chairman of the Fed, he was a partner at Carlyle. While Powell was a partner at Carlyle, guess who the CEO of the Carlyle Group was? You won't even believe it. Glenn Youngkin, he was just elected governor of Virginia. but he's on our side. He's not a politician. He's one of us. Fuck's sake. You understand? It's one big group and you're not in it. And they roll out Glenn Youngkin, former CEO of the Carlyle Group. And they pitch him and they spin him as a regular Joe, you know, and I've seen massive differences in the way Youngkin spoke before the election, folksy and like, we got to put this together. We got it. And after he got elected, they asked him, what are you going to do, you know, with transition? And he started popping things off. Pop, 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 pop. I said, this dude sounds like he worked for Citigroup or he worked for J.P. Morgan. He was, blah, blah, blah. I said, this guy, this didn't happen in a couple weeks. This guy's a killer. In other words, a shaker and a mover. He's no folksy dude who's milling around with his family, trying to become governor, you know, riding around the campaign bus saying, you know, we can take things back. Take it back to where? The Carlyle Group? None of this would even be germane, really. I mean, it's fascinating. It really is fascinating to me. I think you'll find it likewise fascinating. If the president of the United States wasn't groveling up to this guy's mega mansion in Nantucket. Not cheap real estate. But that's what's going on, folks. And Glenn Youngkin is connected. There's so many people connected to this through the years and currently. And this is just the people we know. I mean, there's likely many people that we don't know that are connected to it. And you want to talk about influence peddlers? You want to talk about rainmakers? You want to talk about who runs the country? Well, when you listen to the reporter from the Wall Street Journal back in the day explain the stories they broke on this, which were stunning, it's no joke. And this is where, I'll say loosely, your president is headed this weekend, this week. By the way, Youngkin, right, Mr. Political Rookie, Mr. Neophyte, he's rolled out a transition team packed with ex-governors and longtime political hands and many folks connected to the Carlyle Group. They're basically going to be in kind running Virginia. You thought you had a chance in Virginia? You thought you had a chance in Virginia to turn things around? Folks, I've said it before, it's so corrupt on so many different levels. I mean, even Youngkin's underage son tried to vote in the election. He's 17. And Northam, Governor Northam, welcomes Youngkin to the governor's mansion and turned to transition planning with open arms. Because you know what? They're all the fucking same. They're all the same. They're all the same. Part and parcel of exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, here's the deal. Here's the deal. All these distractions on a regular basis. Oh, and by the way, I guess that's it. 2 days, it was in the news cycle. What happened in Wisconsin? 5 dead, 6 dead, including an 8-year-old child, over 40 injured, and the media, the mainstream media, has buried the entire thing, and they claimed at one point that this maniac was fleeing a knife fight or knife crime. He was not fleeing any crime. This was premeditated terror event. That's over. It lasted 2 days. Now that's even faster than I anticipated. I thought this would be in the news for days. No, that's gone. Forget about it. It doesn't fit the narrative. And while all these things are going on, all the distractions, Rittenhouse, all these things, that the media is happy to promote, to pump up, to keep you distracted, right? All this is going on behind the scenes. The Carlyle Groups of the world, the Black Rocks, the Gates Foundation, they're the ones moving and shaking. The corporations, I've told you, and the massive nonprofits / charities, just so many now, so many different schemes, they're the ones running the show. So when you ask who's really running the country, guess what? If you're really running the country, you don't go grovel to anybody's house as president. They come to you. But of course, if you want to meet up there with the Carlyle Group and have a bunch of folks come in, a bunch of VIPs, it's a great way to do it, because since he's at a private individual's home, he doesn't have to keep logs. And it could be anybody coming up there. And it's disturbing when you read the involvement of Poppy Bush, George Bush Sr., the first Bush president, in the Carlyle Group, and his ties to the JFK assassination, his ties, of course, to the CIA, long before he became director of the CIA, his ties to Iran-Contra, his ties to the CIA running drugs, his ties to Stefan Halper, you know, the scheme, the banks they were running, Iran-Contra, Ali North, it's on and on and on. And this guy, again, the Bush crime family, knee-deep in the Carlyle Group, It proves 100% what I've been saying about protection racket, about being one party in D.C. It didn't matter if McAuliffe won in Virginia or Youngkin. It's all the same bullshit. You guys thought the Youngkin was the fucking man? Let's go to this videotape. We'll come back on the other side. I'll have some closing thoughts. But, you know, they do such a fantastic job. And again, we're going back. You want to go back where it's fresh. Where it's fresh. Where the story was broken right after 9/11. Now, don't forget, Poppy Bush was instrumental in getting the bin Ladens out of the country days after 9/11. Days after 9/11. And the bin Ladens were big investors in the Carlyle Group. You can't even make this up. The family. And even speaking with the reporters we talked to, an old school reporter I talked to today, he said, well, whatever was reported of the bin Ladens being vested in the Carlyle Group, it was lowballed. Okay, lowballed. And it was much more than what's being publicly reported. That's stunning. The other thing is, Bush and other members of the Carlyle Group, including former Secretary of State James Baker and the Reagan administration, etc., another rainmaker in D.C., and other folks traveling to the bin Laden house in Saudi Arabia, to their home. What? Did anybody know about this? No. Because it's supposed to stay out of the media. You're not supposed to know about these things. And you tell me, let's go. This is not an ego play. I don't give a fuck one way or another because I wrote the book and I knew what I was writing and it was solid based on dynamite sources. You tell me that they weren't harboring bin Laden himself. They're going to the home of bin Laden and taking money from the family. What? It's fucking stunning. Stunning. Let's go to this videotape from the Wall Street Journal. And you know what's interesting about this too, folks? This is when I was coming out of journalism, just a few years after I came out of journalism in 96, 97, when I went into Intel. You watch this interview, it's so different from the interviews that are done today. This is when, like, you know, it was still legit. Yes, it was changing. Was it as legit as it was in the 70s? No, but it's 1,000 times more legit journalism in this video than it is now. And you have to, it's an interesting sidebar when you're watching the video. So let's watch this. And hey, the video's quality is not the best. So, you know, we're going back to 2001. And keep in mind, this is right after 9/11. You can't even. Then you wonder. Remember Trump said, if I get elected, we're going to declassify the Saudi Arabians. The documents, the role in 9/11. Oh, yeah. Is that what you're going to do? The same fucking group, the Carlyle Group, working with, look, the Carlyle Group, right?